ночі чорні брови, не забуду вас ніколи. Як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі. О, як я люблю вас. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівні.
Чарівно. there's a group we haven't heard for a while here on Nash Holos. They hail from Ajax, Ontario. They're called Dunai, which means Danube River. And this is from their second CD, Soundscape, which was recorded back in 2000. They have a fabulous website, and all of their tracks from this CD, as well as their previous CD, are available for download, for individual MP3 download. And you can catch that at their website, which is www.dunai.com. And Dunai is spelled D like in Delta, U, N like November, A, I. So that's Dunai.com. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, coming to you from Vancouver, Canada, for the Happy Station show on the PCJ Media Network. Nash Holos is BC's longest-running and only bilingual Ukrainian radio program. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. Whether you're listening on the radio via the live web stream or time-shifting via podcast, welcome, Vitayu, as we say in Ukrainian. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian Food Flair, Judy will tell you about cottage cheese halushka, which are Ukrainian-style dumplings. On Cultural Capsule, Vasil Pavlovsky will tell you all about Kirilo Stetsenko, who is with a Ukrainian group called Brete Bluzu, which means Ukrainian Blues Brothers. We'll also have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up now, a group from Montreal by the name of Privit, and this is another word for welcome. And this is from their CD called Zakliканья, Remember Me, the second CD they released about a year and a half ago. And here they are with a song called Nizlo I Nezlamane, which means the unbroken wing.
Thank you. si погубимо приймемо гріх і ворон докляче, і ворон докляче.
Зачерпнула руки світла те, що місяць там залишив, і зробила з нього перстень. А як сонце привітало мене вранці в чистім полі, я знайшла вінок з парвінку недоплетне вчора. Зробила з нього перстень, та перстень із золота. Ой, же люди, два перстень із оцих усміх, а свій усміх моя чудо.
By the name of Voloshke, which means blue cornflowers, and that they are from Saskatoon, and that number is from their CD called Fantasia, which was released back in 1999, and that number was Dva Persteni, which means two rings, and it was composed by the 20th century composer, the late Volodymyr Ivasyuk from Ukraine. Up next, Zubrivka from Toronto from their CD Znovu Vdoma, Home Again. And here they are now with traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oy Chorona, Yasi Chorona. I'm a dark-eyed beauty.
Oy Chorona, Yasi Chorona, Oy Chorona, Yasi Chorona, Chorona, Yasi Chorona, та Іванка. Високі та струнки, високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка. Високі та струнки, високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. During our visits to Ukraine, I noticed that cottage cheese is served in almost every meal. Growing up, I recall it was a staple in most Ukrainian homes I knew of, including mine. My husband can eat a tub just by himself, and so can Paulina. The English term, cottage cheese, was first used in the mid-19th century. It's a simple cheese made by cottage dwellers from milk left over after making butter, hence the name. The soft cheese is the most common in Ukraine cuisine, unlike the hard cheeses common to other European cultures. The Ukrainian word for cheese is sir, related to the word for raw, as in milk. The curds and whey of nursery rhyme fame was also made from milk by common folk, but it is uncertain what their consistency was, if they were drained or how they were curdled. Cottage cheese is low in fat and carbohydrate and high in protein. Of course, homemade cottage cheese is much better than store-bought, but then again, no cow in the backyard. Modern dairies produce low-fat and non-fat varieties of cottage cheese. A 4-ounce serving of regular cottage cheese is about 120 calories. A fat-free variety of the same serving has 80 calories. To compensate for the flavor missing from the fat, low-fat and non-fat ones tend to have more sugar in them. Very low-sodium varieties are also produced, which can be salted to taste. Cottage cheese is very versatile and can be used to make delicious sweet and savory dishes. Here is my version of a savory one, cottage cheese halushka or dumplings. For this recipe, you will need 2 cups of grated raw potatoes, drained, 1 cup cold mashed potato, 1 beaten egg, 1 teaspoon grated onion, 1/2 teaspoon each of salt and pepper or to taste, 1/2 cup of flour or more, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 cup dry cottage cheese. Use a fine grater to grate the potatoes and make sure to drain them well. The potato pulp should not be watery. It should be almost dry. I find that grating the potatoes into a sieve lined with cheesecloth, usually does the trick. After you're done the grating, gather the ends of the cheesecloth together and squeeze the pulp dry. Place in a large mixing bowl. Next, sieve the cold cooked mashed potatoes and add to the grated potatoes along with the egg, onions, salt, and pepper. Sift the flour with the baking powder and stir into the potato mixture. For a tasty variation, add some chopped fresh dill, 2 tablespoons or more. The mixture should be thick enough to shape. If it's not, add a little bit more flour, about a tablespoon at a time. Form the mixture into small balls, about an inch or so in diameter. Flatten each one and place a teaspoon of the cottage cheese on it. Bring the edges up and seal them, shaping the ball into an oval shape. Place the dumplings into a frying pan with oil and fry until golden brown for about 7 to 10 minutes. Drain on a paper towel, then place on a platter. Serve with sour cream and cream cottage cheese. Another way to do this is to add the cottage cheese directly into the mixture. Form your balls and then fry. Dopa bachinya and smachnoho.
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. Up next is another group from Saskatoon. They are the Lastuka Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra. And this is from a CD that they recorded back in 2002 called Step Home Across the Steps. And here they are now with a song very apropos for the time of year out here on the West Coast with cherry blossoms all over the place. I have a tree I'm looking at right now just outside my window with beautiful pink blossoms all just covered. And so here is Lastuka now to carry on with that sentiment and a song called Oy Uvishnevamu Sadochku in the Cherry Orchard.
Oy Uvishnevamu Sadochku Tam Solovey Kocheretam Ti-ti-ti-chop-chop-chop, ay-ay-ay-oh-oh-oh, там соловейко щебетав. Ти-ти-ти-чоп-чоп-чоп, ай-ай-ай-ох-ох-ох, там соловейко щебетав. Ой, у зеленому садочку козак дівчину поворяв. Ти-ти-ти-чоп-чоп-чоп, ай-ай-ай-ох-ох-ох, козак дівчину поворяв.
You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
Thank you.
And that was none other than Ron Cahoot with Our Blast from the Past, and that is from a vinyl recording made back in 1982 called Buria 3. I don't know how many they made, but quite a few. They've got tons of records and CDs now out. They've been around for over 25 years and still going strong. You can actually catch them on YouTube. They're doing comedy cabaret acts in the Toronto area right now, but you'll certainly hear from them here on Nosh Holis on future programs as well. Again, that was Ron Cahoot with Buria and a song called Kochanochka, Love. Up next, we have Vasil Pavlovsky from Montreal with his cultural capsule.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nosh Holis. At the beginning of this month, I was kind of let down when doing research for this segment when I found that there were very few individuals who fit the segment's scope born in April. That all changed in the wee hours of the morning of April 11th, 2010. I looked at my phone to see what time it was, and I saw a reminder for two birthdays which fell on that day. The first, a great friend's wife, and the second, someone that would fit right in for the program I was to prepare for a week away. I met him in Kyiv, and got to know him quite well as a result of a project called Music Without Borders I was working on with composer and lead man of the Ukrainian group Bratim Bluzu, Miroslav Levitsky, back in 2001. In the Ukrainian cultural sense, he is someone with his very own history and peculiarities, and is a grandson of a well-known Ukrainian composer from the beginning of the 20th century who was very active in Ukrainian cultural life during the few short years of Ukraine's independence back then. In fact, it was that same year that I shared a flat with the grandson of another historical figure, Stepan Bandera, in the same building in which the first historical figure lived at the corner of Volodymyrska and Velika Zhytomyrska streets in Kyiv, a stone's throw away from St. Michael's Square. Born on April 11, 1952, this week's persona bears the same moniker as his grandfather, Kirill Stutsenko. His connection to the contemporary music scene in Ukraine goes back to the 1970s when he was a member of a group known as NA, based out of Kyiv, for which he played violin. An accomplished violinist, I recall attending one of his concerts at the Actors Building in Kyiv, in which he performed his own interpretation of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Though for the most part, it was through Music Without Borders and a trip to Vienna and Linz, Austria, to perform at the East-West Festival being held at Bruckner House on the banks of the Danube that I got to know this week's persona, along with the work we did together on a number of conferences on intellectual property rights. The genesis of the MWB project took place at one such a conference. Leading up to the trip to Linz, the group of musicians which Miroslav Levitsky had assembled were to meet with Canadian and Dutch counterparts of the project, Lionel Lodge and Rens Newland, for rehearsals at the latter's studio in Vienna. When I flew into Vienna on June 7, 2001, I had to tell Rens that the last I knew about Kirilo was that I had lent him money to fly to Lviv to catch up to the train. Later that afternoon, when the train arrived in Vienna, we heard all about Kirilo's adventures, ensuring that he arrived in Vienna. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's persona featured Kirilo Stutsenko, grandson of the well-known composer of the same name.
Thank you.
And that number was Zachikaite Chvalenku, Just a Moment, from a CD self-titled called Brita Bluzu by the Blues, Ukrainian Blues Brothers, which had as a member none other than the fellow you just heard about from Vesel, Kyolo Stetsenko. Up next, a group from the New York area, which is not specifically a Ukrainian group. In fact, they do more Celtic and Gypsy kind of fusion stuff in that area. They play an awful lot of pubs, and they're extremely popular. The name of the group is Scythian, and the Ukrainian influence in this group comes from, I would imagine, the two brothers who are members of the group, Danilo and Alexander Fedorica. And here they are now with one of the Ukrainian numbers from their CD, which is called Immigrant Roadshow, and it is called Boyko Dream. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
Зоряний шлях.
And from Kyiv, that was Andriy Denisenko, who's also known professionally as Riffmaster, and that song was Misyats, which means moon. And incidentally, I've had the great good fortune to meet Riffmaster in person, courtesy of Vassel, who just did the cultural capsule that you heard. Andriy is a great friend of his, and hopefully you'll hear from Vassel with a little bit more detail on Riffmaster. Again, that was Misyats. Up next, something a little different, much closer to home, a group from Winnipeg, Mickey and Bunny, in their own inimical style. Here they are now with Uhorach Karpatach.
Uhorach Karpatach, oi tam viaje, ori na dolinu se pinte a vive, tam tishki spivai, tzlekenka se ukaka, там чути щодня, там пішки співають, слихенька все утерка, о, то пілки там чути щодня. Сосна росте, там діля пахучі, гарненько цвіте, там пішки співають, легенько все у какао, то пілки там чути щодня, там пішки співають, легенько все у какао, то пілки там чути щодня. Дівчата, як ма, співають, танцюють, все лиш один пак. Там пішки співають, легенько все у какао, сопілки там чуті щодня. Там пішки співають, легенько все у какао, сопілки там чуті щодня.
For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some words of wisdom in Ukrainian. Rezu i smutok toy maya shcho za neme shukaye. And our proverb of the week is, whoever looks for worry and sorrow easily finds them. Well, that brings us to the end of our program. So our final selection is by the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg, from their CD called Hooked on Ukrainian and the Wadina Wedding March. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXR.ca, a world band radio website.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called The Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Hello, this is Carl Blair speaking from the PCJ Media Happy Station Studios in Taipei, Taiwan. I've come this distance all the way from the center of North America to talk about KDXRadio.com, one of many worldwide carriers of the Happy Station show. I almost didn't make it here because of that Eurostar incident, and it's a shame, but I've got to turn around and leave right away because my reservation is only good for 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening to PCJ Radio. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. To contact us, log on to pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com and click on email, PCJ Radio.